Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can meet together this morning. We can learn about your son, Jesus. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent him into great danger to rescue us. Please help us to pay attention and to learn as much as we can about who he is and what he has done for us. And we pray for all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, Ben is going to come forward. He's going to help us with the actions to our first song, He Died Upon the Cross.
Okay, so the song has been introduced. We all know it, so let's stand and sing together, and we'll do the actions. Thank you.
Boys and girls, what are your favorite stories? Somebody want to volunteer and tell me what their favorite story is, or maybe your favorite book. Does anybody have a favorite? Anybody have a favorite? Don't be shy. Yep. Say it again. Oh, I couldn't quite hear it. Sorry. Say it, Linda. Oh, The Last Dragon Chronicles. Now that sounds good. That kind of maybe fits into what we're going to be looking at this morning. We'll have to talk about that afterwards. Anybody else? Maybe one more person? You have a favorite? It can be a favorite film, maybe? Favorite story? Anybody? Sorry? Oh, what a great one. Love that. Love it. John loves that one, too. Well, do these stories that we love, do they have happy endings? Does your favorite story have a happy ending? Yeah, they do, don't they? They do. They have a happy ending. Well, we're going to look at up here. These are some of the stories I loved as a child. Let's see if you can guess which ones they are. Okay. Does anybody know what that story is? Jungle Book. Yes, one of my very favorites. What's the next one? Peter Pan? Yep. Go ahead. Next one. Oh, one of my all-time favorites. What's this one?
Sword in the Stone.
Sword in the Stone. Yeah, King Arthur. What a great one. And then last one? Aladdin. Wow, great stories, aren't they? Well, I grew up a few minutes away from this castle right here. The picture? I grew up a few minutes. Now, that may surprise you with my American accent. Some of you may recognize this castle, though. It's the castle that is in the middle of Disneyland in California. I grew up going to Disneyland on my birthday every year, and I loved visiting the castle. I loved watching the evening firework display above the castle. And so I grew up loving fairy tales. Tales of wicked stepmothers and chosen children, adventures into enchanted forests and cursed kingdoms, quests into far-off lands, through the looking glass, there and back again, sagas of heroes and villains, valiant knights, traitors on the battlefield, epic romances where the peasant boy falls in love with the princess, mistaken identities, rags to riches, wishes made and fulfilled, true love's kiss. Walt Disney was a man who took very old fairy tales and he changed them and created these great animated cartoon films. He understood that good stories are powerful and they have the ability to change us. They change the way we think about the world. They change the things that we love. They change the ways that we act. Good stories help us become the best version of ourselves, loving the good, the true, and the beautiful, and hating the evil, the ugly, and the false. They help us to long for that bright champion who would come and make things right again. So what is it that makes a good story good? First of all, let's think about what a story is. What is a story? Well, stories have at least three parts. They have a beginning, they have a middle, and they have a end. They go from once upon a time to, but then one day, to, and they lived happily ever after. The story begins where things are good, but then a problem or a challenge arises and must be faced. And then everything is good again. It's very simple, but most stories follow that exact same pattern. People have always loved good stories. We root for the good guy, and we are happy when his problems are solved. But all the world's greatest myths and legends and fairy tales are only copies of the true story. And this morning, we're going to look at the greatest story ever told. The Bible tells the true story of the world for everyone, everywhere, who has ever lived. It's for me, and it is for you. So let's look at the story and get swept up in its thrilling adventure and see if we can spot ourselves. Before we do that, we're going to sing our next song. And this is a song that tells the whole story that the Bible tells. And in this song, we're going to tell one another to praise God. That's what that word hallelujah means. It's a Bible word, isn't it? And it means praise God. So let's praise him because he's such an amazing creator and savior. Let's sing together.
Thank you.
Boys and girls, what are the words that begin most fairy tales? I've already said it this morning. It's in your sheet. What are those words that begin the fairy tale? Go on. Somebody say it.
Once upon a time.
Well, Hannah is going to come forward and read for us how the true story of the world begins.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He took a handful of soil and made a man. God breathed life into the man, and the man started breathing. The Lord made a garden in a place called Eden, which was in the east, and he put the man there. The Lord God placed all kinds of beautiful trees and fruit trees in the garden. Two other trees were in the middle of the garden. One was the tree of life. The other was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord God put the man in the Garden of Eden to take care of it and to look after it. God looked at what he had done. All of it was very good. The Lord God said, "It isn't good for the man to live alone. I need to make a suitable partner for him." So the Lord God made him fall into a deep sleep, and he took out one of the man's ribs. Then after closing the man's side, the Lord made a woman out of the rib. The Lord God brought her to the man, and the man exclaimed, "Here is someone like me. She is part of my body, my own flesh and bones. She came from me, a man, so I will name her woman." That's why a man will leave his own father and mother. He marries a woman, and the two of them become like one person. Many years later, God said to his people through the prophet Hosea, "I promise that from that day on, you will call me your husband. I will accept you as my wife forever."
All right, boys and girls, let's see if you know some of the names of these princesses on this picture. Somebody want to say who this is all the way on the right here? It can be an adult if there are no children who know.
Belle.
Belle. The second one in the pink? Ariel. And the next one? Blue?
Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Aurora.
Aurora.
Jasmine.
Jasmine. Oh, yeah. There we go. Last one, Snow White. Yeah. All good stories begin with once upon a time. And ours begins, once upon a time, there was a perfect place called paradise. Everything was beautiful and right and good. It was a place beyond our wildest dreams. But there is more to this story. Not only was it a perfect place, but once upon a time, there was a perfect relationship. Here we are introduced to some of the main characters in the story: a man, a woman, and their God. This was the perfect friendship, everyone happy and full of love. And after God created everything, all was good in his eyes. Except for one thing. It was not good for the man to be alone. And so a bride was made for him. The man is so happy that he sings her a love song. The first human words recorded in the Bible are poetry. He says, "Here is someone like me. She's part of my body, my own flesh and bones. She came from me, a man, and so I will name her woman." Once upon a time, everything was good and true and beautiful. God and his people lived as friends, and they loved and they trusted one another. You see, the Bible is the ultimate love story, a tale of great romance. The true story of the world had a happy beginning. We're going to sing about that relationship that God has with his people in the next song. One with Jesus, loved and cherished, chosen as his holy bride. Let's sing together.
Jesus, love and cherish, chosen as his holy bride.
So, after a happy start, what do we expect to happen next, boys and girls? What usually happens in the story after it seems like everything is beautiful and good? Anybody? Something goes wrong. That's right. Something goes wrong. We expect things to go wrong. We expect a villain to appear. Boys and girls, let's see if you know some of the names of these villains.
Ooh, wouldn't want to be at that dinner table. Who do we have over here? Who's this one with the mustache and the funny hand? Captain Hook? The purple lady? Anybody know who that is? Ursula? The Little Mermaid? And who's this one smiling in the back there with the parrot?
Jafar.
Oh. And, wow, the punk rock haircut here. Who's that? Cruella de Vil.
Wow. A nasty bunch right there, aren't they? Well, Grace is going to come forward, and she's going to read how the villain shows up in our story and ruins that happy beginning. Very good reading, thank you. So our story doesn't stay happy, does it? Something happens. The villain breaks into the story. And the villain in the one true story is the deceiving dragon, the slithering serpent, who used to be God's friend. But he betrayed him. He slithered up to Eve, God's perfect bride, and he whispered into her ear sweet words which sounded good. He was lying, but Eve listened. She believed him instead of believing God. And this poison entered her heart, so that she took that tasty fruit and she tried it. And like Snow White, this bite brought poison into her body and she started to die. Once she was happy, now she's afraid. She's held captive by the enemy in his cursed kingdom. I wonder, can we spot ourselves in the story? You see, this isn't only about Eve in the Garden of Eden. We're all in the same desperate place. We all listen to the lying villain, and we're all taken captive by him. We all have poisoned hearts. Jesus said, anyone who sins is a slave of sin. We're all imprisoned by sin. The bride made a bad choice and lives in regret. We need rescuing from ourselves. And it's no small problem. The whole world is under the power of the devil. It's the whole world which needs rescuing from this villain. The world that was good and true and beautiful is now bleak and dreary, cold and loveless. The curse of death hangs over all. We need rescuing from evil. So a villain enters our story. Everything has changed. Everything is threatened. Boys and girls, what do we expect to happen next? What usually happens next? The villain comes and ruins everything. Who do we expect to show up? Any adults? The hero. The hero shows up. Let's see if we know some of the names of these heroes. Who's this hero? Does anybody know his name? Is it Simba? Yeah. Simba? For the next one? Oh, one of my favorites. Who's this? Shoots arrows. Robin Hood? Yep. A funny hero. Who's that? Shrek? Yep. Next one? Now, I'm not sure. Sure, there's a few heroes in this movie, I think, but who's the man? What's his name? Does anybody know? I had to look it up. I didn't know.
Kristoff.
Is it Kristoff? Whoops. I have the wrong name then. I thought it was Hans. Somebody's called Hans, I'm sure, in the film. So there's all those heroes. Well, Kath is going to come, and she is going to read how the true hero came and saved the poison and imprisoned bride.
The Lord God said to the snake, "You and this woman will hate each other. Your descendants and hers will always be enemies. One of hers will strike you on the head, and you will strike him on the heel." God loved the world, the people of this world, so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who has faith in him will have eternal life and never really die. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn its people. He sent him to save them. We are people of flesh and blood. That is why Jesus became one of us. He died to destroy the devil who had power over death. But he also died to rescue all of us who live each day in fear of dying. Christ obeyed God our Father and gave himself as a sacrifice for our sins to rescue us from this evil world.
The hero breaks into the story. God had a plan and a promise. He would send his prince into the world to save the poisoned and imprisoned bride. God promised Eve that someone would come who would battle the snake, someone who would defeat him once and for all. Who was this prince? Well, as we heard in our reading just now, he was God's own son. Jesus, the prince over all the world, over the whole universe. But he came disguised as a servant who was poor and rejected. Yet he came to fight for and rescue his bride. He took on all the powers of evil to rescue her. And when the battle was at its fiercest, he was mortally wounded. It seemed that his defeat was sure, but he gave his life for hers, and he rose from the dead. You see, he destroyed the devil and all the powers of evil, and he even defeated death. By paying the ultimate price, Jesus freed his bride from the dragon's dungeon, healing her from the poison in her heart that made her stop loving him. Jesus rescued his bride from the prison of her own sin. And he reversed the curse of death, which hangs on the whole world. I wonder, can we spot ourselves in the story? We were trapped by an enemy who is stronger than us. Our only hope is to be rescued. You see, we live every day in fear of dying, unless someone can give us life. As we live in this evil world, we need someone to set us free from it. Jesus, the only true hero, the real prince, came to rescue us from ourselves and from all evil. Well, we're going to learn a memory verse, and it comes from the book of Luke, and it tells us what Jesus came to do. And we're going to sing this memory verse, so if everybody would like to stand up, we're going to sing it because singing helps us to remember, doesn't it? So I'm going to sing it and show you how it goes, and then you can repeat it back to me. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Now sing it back. For the Son of Man came to seek and save. Seek and save the lost. Do it again. For the Son of Man came to seek and save. Seek and save the lost. Very good. Now, for the fun part. We're going to slap our thighs or slap your knees if you can reach down that far. And we're going to say, seek and save, seek and save, seek and save the lost. Seek and save, seek and save, seek and save the lost. Luke 19, Luke 19, Luke 19, verse 10. Luke 19, Luke 19, Luke 19, verse 10. Think you can do that? All right, let's try it. Seek and save, seek and save, seek and save the lost. Seek and save, seek and save, seek and save the lost. Luke 19, Luke 19, Luke 19, verse 10. Luke 19, Luke 19, Luke 19, verse 10. Ooh, very good. Sounds really good. Okay, now we're going to do the whole thing. There's a really simple action as well, which I forgot to do, for the main verse. The Son of Man came to seek and save, kind of like what we were doing before. Seek and save the lost. Really simple. Son of Man, seek and save. So we're going to sing it together, and we're going to do the clapping bit together as well. And I think we can do it without this. Do you think so? Not yet. Okay. Let's do it one time with that and one time without. Okay? For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Seek and save, seek and save, seek and save the lost. Seek and save, seek and save, seek and save the lost. Luke 19, Luke 19, Luke 19, verse 10. Luke 19, Luke 19, Luke 19, verse 10. Okay, I think we can do it. We're going to do it without this. The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Here we go. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Seek and save, seek and save, seek and save the lost. Seek and save, seek and save, seek and save the lost. Luke 19, Luke 19, Luke 19, verse 10. Luke 19, Luke 19, Luke 19, verse 10. Oh, very good. Excellent. You can sit down. We'll all be singing it for the rest of the day. Well, in the fairy tale, after the villain has been defeated and the bride has been rescued, what do we expect to happen next? How does it end? What are the words that usually end the fairy tale? Somebody want to say it? They lived happily ever after. Well, Steph is going to come and she's going to read for us the ending of the true story of the world.
Praise the Lord. Our Lord God, all-powerful, now rules as King. So we will be glad and happy and give him praise. The wedding day of the Lamb is here and his bride is ready. She will be given a wedding dress made of pure and shining linen. I heard a loud voice shout from the throne. God's home is now with his people. He will live with them and they will be his own. Yes, God will make his home among his people. He will wipe all tears from their eyes and there will be no more death, suffering, crying or pain. These things of the past are gone forever. Then one sitting on the throne said, I am making everything new. Write down what I have said. My words are true and can be trusted. Everything is finished. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will freely give water from the life-giving fountain to everyone who is thirsty. All who win the victory will be given these blessings. I will be their God, and they will be my people.
And they lived happily ever after. Well, we have seen that the story begins with everyone happy, but then one day the bride is poisoned and imprisoned. But God had a plan and a promise. He restores the perfect relationship that they had once upon a time. The bride is rescued from the dragon. She is healed of her bad heart. She is united to the bridegroom. She belongs to the prince. The relationship is restored. He also restores the perfect place that they lived in once upon a time. The curse is lifted off of the creation so that everything is new and very good again. And in fact, it's even better than before. This is the greatest homecoming imaginable. The place where God lives becomes the place where we live with God. Here, the deepest longings of our hearts are finally satisfied. Paradise is regained. The relationship is restored. The prince finally weds his bride, and everyone is invited to the celebration. This is the true story of the world, the greatest romance, the greatest adventure, the greatest story ever told. And it's all true for me, for you. You see, this is a story that really happened, and yet it is a story that is not yet finished. We are invited by our bright champion into his kingdom forever. They all lived happily ever after is a promise that Jesus won for us by giving his life. And he has a story for you to live in. A thrilling adventure full of daring escapes and hard-won battles. And a final feast full of laughter and delight. Will you come? Will you come? He has proved his love for you by dying on the cross, by raising from the dead 2,000 years ago, but we are still poisoned against him. We don't like the idea of being rescued. So the question is, will you go on believing that you are the hero, that you can save yourself, or will you come and follow the true hero today? We're going to pray now. We're going to talk to God, and we're going to ask him for help to follow the true hero. Let's pray together. Dear Father God, you made everything good, but your creatures betrayed you and made everything bad. Our hearts are poisoned so that we don't love you, and we don't want to be rescued from sin, death, and the devil by your mighty Son. Please help us to trust him today. Help us to follow him for the rest of our lives. Thank you that he came to love us by rescuing us and giving us new life with him. We pray for all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we're going to watch a short video that kind of encapsulates, that kind of summarizes all that we have looked at this morning. Let's watch this video together.
Think of it like this. Once upon a time, there was a kingdom of mice ruled by a generous king. The princess was as wise as she was fair, and all the people were very happy. The end. Of course, the children know that's not the best story in the world ever. The best story in the world involves struggle. So the story continues. One day, the princess noticed the door to the dungeon was ajar. She knew she shouldn't, but lower and lower she descends until she sees hanging from the wall a dazzling dragon. The dragon said,
"Don't you know? I knew you were home."
"Help?"
said the princess.
"My father told me you came to destroy him."
"Destroy? No, I came to free you. I came to teach you to fly. And if you release me, I'll teach you." Dragon grabbed her in his talons and carried her off to be led across the sea. Distraught, the king asks the knights of the realm, "Who will rescue my daughter?" None of them were brave enough, except a simple shepherd from the hills. The king said, "You, I will make you a knight. Bring back the princess." So the newly winged knights sailed through deadly storms and fought terrible monsters, climbed perilous mountains. In an almighty fight to the death, the knight was completely overpowered, but thought the battle was lost. Somehow he trapped the dragon in the cells that held the princess. The dragon was defeated, the princess was saved, and they returned to the kingdom of light. with joy. King received there his daughter. She received the knight as her husband. So they all lived happy ever after. That's the best story in the world ever. Because it's every story. It's the great quest. It's overcoming the monster. It's rags to riches. It's love lost and found. It's tragedy turned to comedy. And the happily ever after. Perhaps these stories thrill our hearts because they echo the true story. Perhaps there really is an ultimate hero who came on a mission to fight evil, to give up his life, to rise again and to be one with his people forever. What if the fairy tale is true? What if Jesus is the hero of heroes? What if he's the myth that really happened?
We're going to sing our final song about the happily ever after God's people will experience in the coming age. And as verse 2 begins, and there we'll find our home, our life before his throne. Here, but please stay and let's have some nice conversation together. Of course, fellowship lunch will be shortly over at Laundry Lane. Some words from the end of the book of Jude. God is strong, and he can help you not to fall. He can bring you before his glory without any wrong in you and give you great joy. He is the only God. He is the one who saves us. To him be glory, greatness, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord for all time, past, now, and forever. Amen.
Amen.